USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to Hamas leaders. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry says two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier that rained missiles and drones on several parts of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, condemned the unacceptable behavior, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Flu cases are surging across the United States.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness, and nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A California law that bans guns in most public places will take effect at the start of 2024, thanks to a federal appeals court. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay, meaning it will temporarily place the injunction filed by Judge Cormac Carney on hold. Carney believes the bill violated U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the ruling will allow the state's common sense gun laws to remain in place while we appeal the district court's dangerous ruling. Eight people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. Eight of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive tomorrow. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo, Truist, shipping services like UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank before heading out because they may have modified business hours. But you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.